This is The Takeaway. I'm Catherine Lanford. John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji are away.
And I'm Todd Zwillick. Well, as the president pushes on Congress to finalize that stimulus bill, including federal dollars for infrastructure all across the country, there are hundreds of billions There are hundreds of billions. That's true. There are also hundreds of buildings commissioned by another president in another era of economic turmoil that are being torn down as we speak. These are buildings commissioned by the Works Progress Administration, the WPA, and FDR, and they're now being demolished. Tracy Rozon is a freelance reporter for the New York Times, and she has a front page story in today's Times that looks at a group who's a group that started a national movement to save the buildings built on the hard work and the backbone of the New Deal. Tracy, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Well, thanks, but why are so many people trying to knock down these Art Deco buildings?
Well, I think that's a good question. I think that it's twofold. First of all, the buildings, often, they are 75 years old or so, are in a bit of rundown shape. You know, maybe the maintenance hasn't always been done on them. And secondly, to some people, they appear outmoded, sort of old-fashioned.
Right. Well, a lot of times when you talk about economic stimulus and economic progress, it's about just that. Forget about nostalgia. Let's have progress, right?
Right. Well, that's in fact, one of the buildings is in Ocala, Florida. It's a huge Art Deco-influenced auditorium. And during the public hearings on whether to demolish it, one of the town officials cut off a preservationist and said, look, we don't care what prom you went to there. We don't care that Buddy Holly played there or all this nostalgia. We just want to make the city grow, and this is one of the ways that we can do it.
Okay, so people are starting a movement to save these buildings. What's the attraction? Why are so many people trying to preserve Depression-era buildings? The Depression was depressing.
Well, yes, but the buildings weren't.
Right.
Buildings often contained incredible murals. There was an Indian school in Santa Fe, New Mexico, that was full of murals. The cafeteria, all around the cafeteria, were these Native American themes. And it didn't seem to matter. That was bulldozed last July. So I think that the buildings themselves can be quite grand, and they can be on very valuable real estate.
There it is. You just put your thumb on
it. That developers are eyeing.
Right. Well, Depression-era buildings, that Art Deco, if people can't picture it in their minds, it has that kind of Gotham-y kind of, when people see Gotham in movies, Art Deco is the really grand kind of big lines, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I was comparing, there's the Charity Hospital in New Orleans, which does have some flood damage in the basement, but engineering studies have proved it sound. But that building is so huge, and it looks like something out of a Superman movie.
Right. All right. Well, Tracy, good luck. I'm not sure how many of these buildings are going to be torn down, but keep us informed how many they managed to keep.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Well, they're supposedly, it's increasing.
It's increasing, the ones that they're keeping. All right, well, we'll keep our eye on it. Tracy Rozon is a reporter with the New York Times, and she's covering the threat
the
to
Art Deco. The Depression was depressing? You and I are going to have a little chat about architecture.
I mean the Depression itself, not the architecture.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
I'm an Art Deco fan.
You'd never know.
You know, it's Gotham-y. Have you ever heard a better description of Art Deco than Gotham-y?
We'll chat.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.